AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. People in East Texas have stacked sandbags, taken other steps to protect homes and businesses as heavy rain from what's left of Tropical Storm Bill is likely to bring more flooding to the already soaked cities and towns.
A lot of those areas have saw some of their heaviest rainfall they've ever experienced for May. So the ground's pretty saturated across much of the region there, and we expect anywhere from 3 to 6 inches, maybe a little bit more.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan says the system will bring heavy rain up the Mississippi through the Midwest to the mid-Atlantic states over the next few days. Congressional leaders may have found a way forward for President Obama's trade agenda.
Officials here say GOP leaders are looking at separate votes. One would give the president fast-track trade authority. The other would renew a program that helps workers who've been impacted by trade agreements. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the trade deal is important for a number of reasons.
It's absolutely essential not only for our commercial advantage, but also it has an important defense and foreign policy component to it.
The combined approach failed in the House when Democrats rejected the assistance program because it also pulled down Fast Track. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Golden State Warriors fans dancing in the streets of the San Francisco Bay Area, celebrating the team's first NBA title in 40 years. That party began as soon as the Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers to claim the title in 6 games. Guard Stephen Curry had 25 points in the 105-97 win.
Sit here 6 years later from a rookie year and hold this trophy. This is an unbelievable experience.
His teammate Andre Iguodala was named Finals MVP. One of the tigers that escaped the Tbilisi Zoo when flash flooding hit the Georgian capital has apparently killed a man and injured another. Police then killed the tiger. This is AP Radio News. 16-year-old Hunter Trushell says he didn't realize at first that he had been bitten by a shark as he waded in the water off the beach on Oak Island, North Carolina.
I didn't see it coming. Like I said, I felt it on my leg. And then I saw it once it had attacked my arm because it was out of the water a little bit.
In an interview released by the New Hanover Medical Center, Trushell says he sees he has two choices, let the loss of his left arm ruin his life or
fight and live a normal life with the cards I've been dealt.
The teen from Colorado Springs, Colorado, one of 2 young people attacked by sharks on the same beach on Sunday. 12-year-old Kirsten Yao lost her left arm below the elbow after suffered a leg injury. Both are recovering. Switzerland's attorney general says banks have found more than 50 possible money laundering incidents as the investigation of corruption in international soccer's governing body continues. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.